The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. These are reflections for the season of Advent from the Catholic Health Association. Week 3, the Visitation and Zechariah. In this image, we're looking into a window. Mary and Elizabeth greet each other warmly, joy on their faces. Outside the window, Zechariah looks on, his hands either in prayer or perhaps wringing his hands together in worry.
For week 3, as we focus on the visitation, the character that stood out that perhaps we have, whose perspective that we have not yet taken, is Zechariah. And Kim, I love the way you portrayed Zechariah, and I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit more about your thought process behind the expression on his face, his body language, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so I once did a Bible study where we kind of jumped into this scripture verse and kind of entered into that idea of, okay, what would it have been like to be Zechariah knowing that God, that the Messiah was coming, that God was going to be with us, that the long wait was soon going to be over. And yet he was silent. So he knew all of this from seeing the angel Gabriel before, but couldn't really express that vocally. And so the idea of just having this anticipation and joy it captured in his face, seeing his wife and Mary, St. Elizabeth and Mary together, and bringing his hands together almost in an expression of prayer and thanksgiving, but also it's not really like a common hand grip that you'll typically do. So just maybe a little bit of nervousness, but excitement and trying to remain calm, but knowing that everything's about to happen. All the prayers are about to come into fruition and God will be with us again, I think was what I was hoping to capture with the hands, and then bringing that up closer to his face to also capture his look.
I really love how you portrayed that juxtaposition, because how often in our own lives have we had those feelings that are so tightly interwoven of excitement and fear and nervousness that it's really difficult to tease them out. And so we end up just wringing our hands trying to figure out how we're going to calm ourselves. And inevitably, for people of faith, we turn to God. And I really feel like you see that in Zechariah's body language. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
And Carla, thank you. Again, this has been another episode of our audio reflection series for The Light Shines in the Darkness and the Darkness Has Not Overcome It. We hope this reflection enriches your Advent season.